in respect to the Kriya Saksume, but they cannot prevent the Isha from getting married. So just as we say, as Stacey says here, that in regard to the Isha, we know say, so the Baal is considered as a Baldovo, Mimele, he can be a Tayan, and Mimele, he can business to be Tayan for him, and even to parcel the get for the purpose of getting married. So when the Likuches of the Ksume should be, when they are Mi'aria, they should also be able to parcel the get and prevent the woman from getting married. And all the Rishonim point out that even the Bandoma and Yoshalmi, who says that the Likuches of the Ksume can be Mi'aria, so it's all, they can only be Mi'aria to the extent of preventing a collection of the Ksume from the Nechosin that they bought, but not to the extent of preventing her from getting married. So first of all, it's shayach to say that according to this thing, so maybe the likuches, when they are mi'areya, so they can prevent the woman from getting married too, because since they are a baldovo on account of the ksume, and the ksume depends upon the hersher of the get, so the melee, they can pass on the gate even in respect to the woman getting married. True, all the Rishayini say that when the Yoshalme, when Mandova says the Yoshalme, the Lufuras can be Mi'ara, it's only for the purpose of preventing the Egvia of the Ksume, but not for the purpose of preventing the woman from getting married. So that's the other Rishayini, but maybe this takes place will be Chilik. But even if we say that this takes place will agree with all the other Rishayini, that when the Likuches are Mi'aria, they can only stop the Isha, they can prevent the Isha from collecting from the field that was sold to them, the field that the Baal sold it to them, and which was Meshubet to the Ksuve of the Isha, but not that the Liru could be effective to prevent the woman from getting married. So it's only in regard to the Likuches, because the Likuches interest is not an incident of the marital relationship. True, the Likuches themselves are also interested parties. Why are they interested parties? Because they happen to buy a field that was mishubet to the Ksuvim Vishim. But their monetary interest is not a marital incident. It is just a monetary incident. And they accidentally, they happen to have that tzodeh that was mishubet to the ksuri of the isha. So mimele, the likuches cannot become balidvorim in respect to the heter of the isha to get married. Mashein came the baal. So why is in Yochuyev to give the ksuva? This is a marital incident. It emanates from the marital relationship because she was his wife. So Mimele is Mechuyev to pay her the ksuve. And the ksuve is nigve upon Geresh. Then it becomes collectible. So this monetary interest is itself a marital incident. It's not just a monetary incident. It's a marital incident. So Mimele, since the Baal is certainly a Baldovo in regard to this monetary obligation of paying the Ksuve, and this monetary obligation of paying the Ksuve is a marital obligation. So Mimele, he becomes a Baldovo, even in respect to the heter of the Isha to get married. So this is what the Ran mentions the name of Jesus. ולפיכוך מניחינו אישו לנושא לא יחשינו שם מזה והביאו את ראי לדבריהם מדאמרים המפרקם אני בו מציע אומר שמואל המייצי שתה הקנויה בישו כי אז זה לבייר שתה הקנויה means so it means that he executed his שתה and he was משבת his נחוסים for a loan or for $1,000 loan but he spelled it out that whether the loan will be given or the loan will not be given, I'm still mishabit myself. In other words, he can do it. I mean, if he wants to do it, he can do that way. So, shtaknu yibishu ki azle bal, im mishim kosafil vizu lovo shibit nafshe, So he spelled it out in the Shtar that even if there won't be any Alvoye, he still should be obligated. ומדברים לו שבנפשי ועדי משטר שני מיקויים אסקר דיבים קויום. So obviously Shmuel is reference to a case where the Shtar Aknoye that was found in the street was not mikuyim, because if Shmuel had reference to a case where the Shtar Aknoye that was found in the shuk was mikuyim, so why do the Gemara have to say, why does the Gemara dibim kuyim litzachin alayu taime? So, because if Shmuel has reference to the case where the Shtar is Shtar Mikuyem, so why does Shmuel have to say that the reason is why we don't have to be afraid lest this was Kovaslu, is because Hoshimit Nafshei, without that time, since it is a Mikuyem, and the Gemara says that who is Mikayem Shtar? Who is Mikayem Shtar? So the Malve is Mikayem Shtar. The Levi is never Mikayim Mishtar. Why should the Levi be Mikayim Mishtar? What? Hey, who is Mikayim Mishtar? One who thinks that the Kim Mashtar will be to his advantage. So for whose advantage is it to be Mikayim Mishtar? The Malve, because the Malve has to collect with that Shtar. But the Levi, it's to the collection, the Shtar, the whole Shtar is to his disadvantage. So why should the Levi be such a chosid, such a tzaddik, and be Mikayim the Shtar for the Malve? So Mimela the Khim Dimikuyamu, Al Kokoch Leve, Ushta, Al Kokoch Lobo, Ushta Zelia the Malvebo, the Lobo, the Leve, and Mikhaim story, Ukhadi is also. So why does the Gemara have to resort because of Shibit Nafshei? So without Hoshibit Nafshei, we don't have to be afraid lest it was caused by the Lobo, because since it's Mikuyam, so a Leve is never Mikhaim. The Shtar, the Malve is Mikayim. So that means that the Shtar already came into the hands of the Malve. So that means that Alvoy already took place and that there wasn't an Inyan of Kosafur Zilovo. So anyway, so it's Mashma that Shmuel has reference to a case where the Shtar Aknoye was found not as a Mikuyim, but as any Mikuyim. So he says, so it's any Mikuyim, and still Shmuel says, Yazel Bailim. That's one of the rayas of the Chi. So because Shmuel says Le Piroyim Le Chayshinon. But we should be afraid maybe it's Mizuyev. So it's Mashma that we are not afraid maybe it's Mizuyev. So in other words, that means Loitanin Mizuyev. That's one of the rayas of the Chi. And if you are going to refute that Raya of the Ri and say, no, there is no Raya from the Gemara of Amitzi Shtar Aknoye Bishuk that Loi Tanina Mizuye. Maybe it is Tanina Mizuye. That maybe it's Tanina Mizuye. Vichitei Mehi Anisenes. The Mishum di Tanina Liasmu Mikuches Mizuyefu. Mishum Ochiyarze. Vimnif Rabbi Fonov Yutoi. On the contrary, we could say, no, it's no Raya that loy chayshinon shemo mizuye, but on the contrary, that chayshinon shemo mizuye. So mimele, there is no choshe of itakore. So the malve could not be made, he could not collect by producing the shtar shaloi bifnei aleiv. So he could only collect if he produces it bifnei aleiv, and if the aleiv will be made. So if he's made, so then there is nothing wrong in giving back the shtar to the mouth. V'chitein hi anisenet mishum tanin yasmu kuches mizuyefu mishum ochiyaz v'nif rabbi fono v'yutoi v'meide lese. So in other words, so then there is no raya from Shmuel's din, because we could say, no, there is no raya from the Shmuel's din from Eitzi Shtar Aknoye Bishuk is yaz lebaile. So the Ri mentioned the raya that loy tanin mizuyef, because if it's tanin mizuyef, how can we achishish from Mizuyev? So how can we turn it to the Malve? Maybe it's Mizuyev, and then the Malve will collect with it. So we could say, no, it's no raya. The reason is why we can safely return it to the Malve, because no takole could ensue. by giving it to the Malveh, because Monefshah, if the Malveh will produce it Bifnei Aleveh, he won't be able to collect. If he'll produce it Bifnei Aleveh, so it all depends. If the Aleveh will say Mizuyef, he won't be able to collect. And if the Aleveh will be made, so then it'll be a Raya Brura that is genuine. So why not return it to him? So what kind of a Raya is it from the Gemara of Shmuel that Loi Hashino Mizuyef? So he says no. So he says listen. Because it's mashmaosom that whenever the baldovo is the mizuyev, so then we cannot return the shtah and the smach that the malveh will only be able to collect if it will be mikayim. What's the raya? The raya is done in the gasin and hosam and maslisi. It now motzish to rechiv. Im yeish boi em achayis lechosim liyarzir. Im yeim boi em achayis lechosim liyarzir. We may ask in the same gemara that he is mentioned. Ilo imi kishachayiv meide ki yeish boi achayis lechosim liyarzir. Vi kishachayiv meide ki yeim boi achayis lechosim liyarzir. Hoi achayiv meide. Pir shira shishom da'ay nishim en mizuyifu. Vechayni ki ados ma mrin leder leivi lo salpis lechus isha leivi. Uma adrin lo leivi o komo lidvor meilom. Al me beim em mizuyifu. So in other words, so the gemara says, leivi komo lidvor meilom. So in other words, that So that Mishnah is reference to the case where the Levi says Mizuye. So the behavior because of Levi is the law for asking on in Amparite or the common law mail. Everybody in Mizuye fasting. But Loch Kashle, still the more as the Kashle, came by Machais the Hosima Mayazi. Nei di mit ni mi shibod im loy gove mob ni khirin gove al me marzin al smach shol yig vel bikim ashta so why don't we say that over there too so true that it could be given from the Chosim Necheirin. But it will only be able to be given from the Chosim Necheirin if it will be Mikayim Lishtar. And if he will not be able to be Mikayim Lishtar, he will not be able to be given. Will not be able to be given. So that's the reason as to why we return it to him, because no Takole could ensue. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say? So we have to say no, So in other words, so the answer is that we have to say, since it's Nofal, it's Israeli, so the male and the Levi is staying Mizuyev, so you have to be afraid that maybe it is Mizuyev, even if the Malveh will succeed in being kind of this. So Memele, by Shtarak Noye also, why do we say, Amitzi Shtarak Noye Bishuk is Yazal Bailin, so in other words, we should be afraid, maybe it's Mizuye. And what do we say? No, we don't have to be afraid, maybe it's Mizuye, because Shaloi Bifonov, he will not be able to be Geve unless he's Mikayim, but maybe he'll be successful in being Mikayim, in doing a wonderful job, in forging, so in such a good way, in such a wonderful way, that Eidim will think that that's their signature.
The member of Shmuel of Hamitz Shtarach Noye Bishuk. So he says, one by one, he says, as far as the Raya from our Mishnah is concerned, so there is no Raya. True that the Mishnah says that when a Shliach delivers a get in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, and the get does not have to be Niskayim, and we are not Cheshish from Mizuyev, but that's no Raya that by Shtaral Voye we don't have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev either. Because true by get, we don't have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev, but by Shtaral Voye we have to be Cheshish from Mizuyev. Why? So he says, "Maslis lekel imigma lifishayni shozum omeni shalbar elo biyoshus atzmo hiliyos liyunosei ve'anan loimanino lo." So he says again what the Rambam says: "Sheino yisum kedine momenes," because by moment, so there is a baldovo. The likeach is a baldovo. The yerush is a baldovo. The levi is a baldovo. So the male best has to become the advocate. Has to act out the role of an advocate for the Likeach, for the Yoshim, for the Levi Shalom Yifonov. Masha'in can hear by get, it's a bad there. So the Baal is not a Baldovo.
The question is Elisha allowed to get married or not? Did the marital relationship terminate or not? So he's not a Balgobo. So Memele, there is no Aloha Taline. In other words, you see, in the name of the Ri, he said, So the only reason as to why we are not a Mizuyev on behalf of the Baal, and we are not Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyev, and is because it's a Tani Lo Shriche. But if it had been a Tani Lo Shriche, then we best would be Tani Mizuyev on the basis of Tzach Pichal Ilem. But the Aloch of Tzach Pichal Ilem is a Aloch that applies to Baldovo. So the Ri himself holds that in view of the fact that there are certain monetary interests that emanate from the marital relationship. And so Mimele, and the Baal is certainly a Baldovo in respect to the monetary incidents of the marital relationship. So since he is a Baldovo, vis-a-vis the monetary incidents of the marital relationship, he is considered a Baldovo even in regard to the Ishes Heter to get married. Get married. This is what the Ri says, but the Ran says no. True, he is a Baldovo in regard to the Ksube, to the monetary incidents that emanate from the marital relationship. But in regard to the Heter Linose, he's not a Baldovo, that's his other Heter. He is Chelik on the Ri. Alright. I wish you sats will not say. Vanan Lemaninolo, Veid, Shemitechema Shechmartolo Bisefo, Hekantolo Bitchiloso, Vinemenes, Kiyen Mashe Menu Lema, Mezbaili. Now, why does he add this term? Veid, Shemitechema Shechmartolo Bisefo, Hekantolo Bitchiloso, Vinemenes, Kiyen Mashe Menu Lema, Mezbaili. Mezbaili. In other words, so we trust her that the get is not with him. Why isn't the first time sufficient? Apparently from the Ran it's mashma that the first time is not sufficient. Now we just mentioned that both Tesis and the Rambam agree that that in all stories we are cheshish maybe it's mizuyim. But in get we are not cheshish. But Teisve says the reason as to why get is distinguished from all stories because Mishmet Ginakul Barabonon is special Indians coming get. The Rambam says Sheinu Yisurin Kedin Mamres because there is not a Baldovo. So we explain Teisve why does Teisve have to resort to the term of Mishmet Gune Akilu Barabonon. So he said the Teisve Shiti is that while Midraise, so Eidim Achsumo Ashtar Ashtar Dusmi Bezin, that's Midraise, but Midrabonon, until the Shtar is Niskayem, so the Nechke Reduson Bebezni is lacking. And if the Nechke Reduson Bebezni is lacking, so that means the Rai of Shtores is lacking. So Memele, we have to be Cheshish for everything. We have no Rai of Shtores, we have no Biro of Eides. No Biro of Eides. So Memele, by Getu, we should be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuyen. Because Midrabonon, it's not Nechke Reduson, so we don't have the Rai of Shtores, that she was Nisgarish. So Memele, we have to anticipate every contingency. Maybe it is Mizuyev. It's unlikely, but maybe it is Mizuyev. We have to be Cheshish. So the reason is why we are not Cheshish, so Teisa says, because Mishmet Ginakul Rabbanon. Apparently, Teisa, the Ran holds that both halachas are true. In other words, in all stores, so we have to be Cheshish. Maybe it's Mizuyev for two reasons. Number one, we have to be Cheshish because there is a loch of Tzach Pichal Ilem. So Memele, since the Leve Bifonov could pass the Shtar by saying Mizuyev, but the Leve is not Bifonov, whom do we have? We have the Likeach, we have the Yoshim, or the Leve is overseas. So Memele, Bezin has to become the advocate of the Leve, Shalim Bifonov, or of the Yoshim, or of the Likuches, and to retain all the tainus that the Baldovo could be taken successful. All right, that's one reason. Then, Midrabonon, there is aloche that as long as it's not Iskayem, if the Shtar is not notarized, so the Nechke Reduson Bebezin is lacking Midrabonon. So Memele, so it's not this barrier, so we have to be Cheshish for every contingency. So for two reasons, all stories we have to be Cheshish Mizuyev. One is because of Taninen. The time of Taninen is not Chayav Gabiget. And the other tami as to why you have to be chishmi, so you have no shtores, is because the necker do some bebezni is lacking. So there is no bureau of shtar. So as far as get is concerned, so in regard to the tam of taninim, so that's not shayach, because in Yisum in the Momenes, in Yishim HaMeni Shalbal, it is a veta. But there is another reason as to why you should be Cheshish Mizuyev. Because it's not Nachkel Yidusom, so in Meile we have to be Cheshish for everything. There is no Rai of Shtores. So he says, Mitechim Hashem, Mar Tolo B'Seifo, Hekal Tolo B'Tchiloso, V'Nemenes Ki'iyem Hashem, Menu Olayim HaMizbaile. And you'll see that the Chidush HaRashbo mentions Igun HaKil V'Rabonon, and he also mentions Mitechim Hashem, Mar Tolo B'Seifo. And you find that many times in Shas, that when the Gemara says Mishimigina Akilu Berabonon, so the Gemara combines it with Mitechim Hashachmar Tolo B'Seifo Ligavi Dechot Nemon Mizbayo. So the Gemara says Mitechim Hashachmar Tolo B'Seifo Ikalto Mitchiluso. And so the Gemara says Loinichmer Lenekel. So the Gemara says Mishimigina Berabonon. So in other words, this is a combination. Mitechim Hashachmar Tolo B'Seifo Ikalto Lo Mitchiluso is combined with Mishimigina Berabonon. So in other words, so that means in order to dispose of the other reasons why a shtar has to be in the sky, and otherwise, because the Nechkel Yudusom Ibezni is lacking. So he says, because of Igune, and because of Vitechim HaShachmar Tolo B'Seifo, Hekal Tolo B'Tchiloso, V'Nomenes Kiyem HaShem Enu Olayim HaMizbay. Alright, so Mele, he refutes the Raya from our Mishnah, the Ris Raya from God, the Ris mentioned another. Raya, Ha'ameitzi Shtarak Noye Bishuk, Ude Amrinom Bimeitzi Shtarak Noye Yarzir, Lav Raya, so that Raya is no Raya either. What was the Raya of the Ris? Because Shmuel says that Yarzir Bailu, and Shmuel has reference to a case of a Shtar She'eini Mikuyim. So we say that Yazal Bailin. So why is it Yazal Bailin? Because we are not Cheshish from Mizuyev. By all stories. Udamrinam is a shtarak no Yazal Avrayi. Di Anisenes. Di Lekel Lemeichash Lemide. Di Yose. Limig Lebei Amrin Lekayim Shtorech. Vitei Deloch. Di Liteim Oche Av Liteim Edbal. Meloi Chashinon. Och Vada Yike Lemeichash. Di Chim Dinof Lisrele. El Vada Yike Taim Ekidam Oron. So he says, as the Ran himself mentioned before, that other rabbi, the reason is why Shmuel says Yazal Bailin is because we are Teim Mizuyev. So Mimele, there couldn't be any Takole, because he couldn't collect Chalei Bifono for the Leide, because Bezni would be Teim Mizuyev. So he could only collect Bifono. So Bifono, so it all depends. Either he'll be Meide, so then there is no problem. And if he won't be Meide, he certainly will not be able to collect. So no Takone could ensue. So that's why it's Yazareno. But the question is, maybe he'll succeed in being Mikayim Deshna. Maybe he'll succeed in being Mikayim Deshna. And since it's not for his Israel, so he says, Umashi Evi. Or just me going, I'm really kidding, it's time to talk with Taylor, the Taymoche, I feel the Taymo the Baal Moloy Hashino, or have other Ekel Mechash, the Him the North in Israel, or have other Ekel Time to the Amon. The reason is why Shmuel says he has a rental Bailin, because they couldn't, no Takole could ensue, because he couldn't collect Shalim before not. Umashi Vioraya Mimotsu Shtorechim, that I can now, Ibish in Chayo Mede, after him be a highest to Hosima Mayarzir, in Raya, the Anan Horekamgnon, Leichush, Dilmo Kosafil Vesulayovo, the remote Leodi the Malbe Cloud, Hilkarafil Mikaim Leikom Shulikadin, Vafagav Diu, Loito in Ohelim Mizuyefu, Milsil Ramiawei, Umtechi Udea Shulovo, Vilava Daiti, Maskin and Loch Yarzir. לא צריך לסלוח שיש שם מאוד בברכות, משום דבר אומר המאה, שטחים שאין באחי לסלוחוסים, אין מגיבה, לא עם לחוסים, שבו אין לחוסים חיר, כי נסוסו, אבל אם עדיין לא לבה, דוקא אומר לא יהיה דבר מאלה. So this is another word, so the run sheet is that חיישין עולה מזוי. Now, the רשבו, the חידוש של הרשבו, also mentioned the sheet of the lead, I mean, won't go inside the whole Chiddush HaRashbo. But he mentions Kama Gemaras. But then he comes to the conclusion. that not like the Rebbe, that we are the Israel, but the get is different. So he mentions the Raya of the Rif from get. Now that is in the Chiddush HaRashba, that is on the Gemara Daf Tes. Umashe dikdek Rabbeinu Zatzal, mi maslis de hoch ein Raya. That was the Ris Raya from the Mishnah that says that if the Shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, he doesn't have to be Niskayim, so it's no Raya that no stories he doesn't have to be Kayim. The Shana Oche, the Dilma Mishumagina Akilbe, the Dilma Mishumagina Akilbe Rabbah, Tesfes Tam, Viname, Shana Oche, the Imagme Minei Dibal Mide, El Avkue Momene, Vishemo Bavkoe Smomein, Loi Matzrichino Loi Nikiyume Shtore, Elohim came bo bitainas boy. Elohim came bo bitainas boy. So, in other words, so he also mentions both time. So in other words, he mentions the time of Mishmigula Kilber Abonot and also the time, because here it's not mommy. But he uses, why does he have to mention both timing? Again, so we have to explain the Rashba the way we explain the Rab. That in Shtores in general, so for two reasons we are Cheshish from Israel. One is the Halacha of Taninen, so, and the other is because Midrabonon, if it's not Niskayim, so the Nechkrod is a Mebezdin is working. So, as far as Pesach Pichon Yom is concerned, so that's not moment. This is the second time that he mentions. But it's not Nechkir Yudusom Bezdin. So he says, Mishimikin Akel Rabbon, and Mitichim Moshech Ma'at Lo B'Zayim. Alright, then he says the second time. In other words, in order to dispose of the time of Tanina. So he says, V'iname Shai Behoche, to imagre minei dibao mide, elo afkuye momeinei, Vishemo Gavkoas Momein, Lumatzrichino Lelikiume Shtore, Elohim Bobi Tainas Bob. Elohim Bobi Tainas Bob. So the question, see, means the same thing that the Rambam says. Sheino Isho Momein Ishal Bar. But the question is, why does the Rashbo formulate it in such a strange way? He should say, Viname Shane Hoche, Deloi Magri Minei Dibar Mide. That's all. Sheino Yisho Momeni Shabbal. He says no. Vi name Shaine Oche to imagine Minei de Baal Mide El Afkuye Momeni. So in other words, it implies that the Yishe is the Momeni Shabbal. The Yishe is Momeni Shabbal. But here we don't apply the Aloha Pesach Picholila because it's only Afkoas Momi. Vi Shemo Ba Afkoas Momi Lui Matzrachino Lui Kaidam Mishtorim Bodan Esborim. We see that the Rashba means the same thing that the Rambam says and that the Ram says, Sheinu Yisun Kdini Momenes. But, because he says, Sheinu Hoched Lo Imagve Minei Dibal Mide. But the question is, why does he have to add Elo Afkoye Momene? Elo Afkoye Momene. He should say, Iname Sheinu Hoched Lo Imagve Minei Dibal Mide. Sheinu Yisun Kdini Momenes. He says, no, Elo Afkoye Momene. So two things. First of all, The kashe is not only from get. The kashe is from shtar shicha also, because the Mishnah further says that shtar shicha is shove li get. In other words, that if a shliach delivers a get a shtar shicha from the odin to the eved from the odin in chutz laaretz, so then he has to say v'nechtam v'nechtam. If a shliach delivers a shtar shicha to the eved from an odin in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say Fonechtam, Fonechtam, and he doesn't have to be Mikayim. So the question is, Bishlei Meligabi Get, alright, we understand very well. So, there is no Psach Pichol Yilem, because Eino Yisho Mamein Yishol Baal. The Baal has no key and Mamein in the Yish. It's Yisho. So the Baal is not a Baldomo. But Shtar Shicho, the Odin is certainly a Baldomo. The Odin has a key in Israel and the Evet, Knaini, and they has a key in Momen. Now, here the Shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael. from the Odin. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah further says, that the Shliach does not have to sing for Nechta for Nechta. He does not have to be in Niskayim, just like it. But let us be Cheshish. Maybe it's Mizuyev on the basis of Tzach Bichol Ilem. The Odin is not Bifaneinu. We take away the morning of the Odin. Here is certainly Baldovo. So true that the Raya. So what does Teisve say? Teisve says that Ligabish Tashicho, we also apply the term of Mishim Liguna Akile Berabon. That's what Teisve says. Oh, turn to Teisve's Daftes Amidala. The third Teisve from the end of the Omid, the small Teisve. Two lines. Three lines. Shomu Lemelech Lemeid. At the bottom of Daftes Amidala. Shomu Lemelech Lemeid. That means Tashicho is analogous to get. Just as by get, if a Shliach delivers a get, Isha, from Eretz Chutz Loretz, he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. If he delivers from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. So similarly, Shtashicho, if a Shliach delivers a Shtashicho from Chutz Loretz, he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. If he delivers a Shtashicho from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. So David is Yetzel Chayos without Kiyum. So this is the kasha. Vim teima bishloim be ishe havo mishim igune. Avo beheved, ma igun yeish. Di mishim yosom baschirin uvi shivcho. Lo leis ve aishliach lehebet get zeh shevim nese yam. Vo yosom shivcho. Vi ishloim adi choshe vigun. Hodi yosom baschirin u ma shein mischayim uvizis. So as far as the time of igune is concerned, so you can say, just as there is a time of igune, gabi getisho, there is a time of igune, gabi ish tashicho. But as far as Psalm Pichol Yilam is concerned, so Vishlem Gabi get all right. The Baal is not about Dobo. The Isha is not the property of the husband. It's only Isavete. But as far as Tashichu is concerned, so the Odin is certainly about Dobo. He has a key, and not only a key in Isav in the Eved, he has a key in Momen. So we are divesting the key in Momen that the Odin has in the Eved. So let Besdin become the advocate of the Odin and be Tei Mizuyev. And the Shtashich, that the Shtashich is Mizuyev, and be to protect the Odin. So the Rashba mentions a big Chiddush, and you'll soon see that this is what the Rashba has in mind. The Rashba says that the Halacha, you know, in every litigation, you have two valid void. You have a plaintiff, a tibia, and you have a defendant, a nitva. So the plaintiff wants to be a meitzi, the tibia, and the nitva is the mozek. So the Rashba Shite, you'll see that the halacha of Psach Pichol Ilam, that Besdin has to become an advocate of the baldovo, of the baldin, only applies to the nitva. Besdin has to play the role of an advocate for the nitva. In other words, to protect the Murzik, that money should not be taken out from it. But Besdin does not have to act out the role of an advocate for the Meitzi. So Mimele, and in respect to Shtashicho, who is the Murzik and who is the Meitzi? The Eved is Murzik Be'atzmi. That's a Ritvo in Gittin Dafme. There is a Ksisachishen in Simen Piches. The Ksisachishen is says something else, but that's Tzitzachishin is contrary to what the Ritva says, and it's Mistaba like the Ritva, Dachmen Gitten. In other words, so the Ritva says, now let's say in case of Isaac, so we say Amitzim Chaber Olobarai. Amitzim Chaber Olobarai. So the Momen has to remain in the possession of the music. Suppose there is a Isaac, whether the Eved is Mishucher or the Eved is not Mishucher. What should be done? So, do we say that the Odin is the Mozek? And the Odin can say, you are my property. So, Mimele, until you produce Eidim, who are Mivareya, that you are Mishuchea, I have to be Mishtabiti. Or, David can say, what do you mean I'm your property? But I am Mozek Be'atzmi. I'm a human being. I am Mozek Be'atzmi. So, if you want to be Mishtamit with me, you have to prove. The burden of proof is upon you. So, the Ritva Dafmem, in Gittin, you'll see, look up in the Ritva, Dafmem in Gittin, he says that in case of Isofik, So the Musik is David because he's Musik Be'atzmah. And the other Rishayim will say the same thing. Even though the Chesachishen in Simen Piches says the contrary. But Rishayim say, like the Ritva, that the Eved is a Musik. So Mimele, so that means that this is what the Rashbi is saying. The Aloche of Psach Pichol Ilem implies only that Bezdin has to become the advocate of the Musik and to protect the Musik by presenting all the tainus that the Musik could be taken if he had been around and he would be never. So Bezdin has to present on behalf of the Musik to prevent the Meitzi from collecting. In other words, Bezdin has to become the advocate of the defendant, but not Psach Pichol Ilem does not imply, according to the Rashba, you see there is a Machlek Hashem on there. The Psach Pichol Ilem does not imply, according to the Rashba, that Bezdin has to become the advocate of the plaintiff and to present all tainus on behalf of the plaintiff, Shaloi Befonov, that the plaintiff would be Nemo, so that the plaintiff will become a mate. So if the plaintiff is around and he's staying, and he mentions it tainer, which is Nemo, fine! But Bezdin is not mechuyev to become an advocate for the Meitzi, only to become an advocate for the Musik. So when the Malveh produces his shtar against the Yoshim of the Leive, so who is the Musik? The Yoshim of the Leive are the Musik. The Malveh wants to be Meitzi from them. He is the plaintiff, he is the Teveya. And the Yoshim are the Nitroim. So then there is Aloche that Bezdin says Mizuyev on behalf of the Yoshim, since they are not in a position to know yes Mizuyev, no Mizuyev. So Mimele Bezdin is saying Mizuyev on behalf of the Musik, and thereby it prevents Ruvein, the plaintiff, the Teveya, the Meitzi, from being Meitzi, from collecting. In case of Ishtar Shicho, when Shliach delivers the Ishtar Shicho from Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say Fonechta, Fonechta, and he doesn't have to be Mikhaim Bishtar, we don't have to be Mikhaim Bishtar, and the Eved is Yitzel Echeus, and the Odin cannot be Mishtabed me, because the Eved is Musik Be'atzme. So if Bezdin will say Mizuyev on behalf of the Odin, so what will be the result of this Taine? So then the Odin will be Mishtabed in the Eved. So then we'll be Teyanim Mizuyev, not on behalf of the Musik, but on behalf of the Meitzi. We don't say Psach Pichol Ilem does not imply that we should become the advocate of the Meitzi, of the plaintiff, of the Teveya. Psach Pichol Ilem only implies that we have to become the advocate of the defendant, of the Nitro. You'll see. Now, just Toch Gelidibu, right after that, he says. Viname, so in other words, when he says Baal, he has reference to two kinds of Baal. The Odin is also called Baal. Baal means a master. So in other words, so he has reference to Baal, to Getisho, and to Shtar Shicho. So vis-a-vis Getisho, so it's not in the moment, in any way, in any sense. The Baal has no king and moment in the Isho, he just is a Veta. Vis-a-vis Shtar Shicho, so the Baal, the Odin, has a king and moment in the Eved. But there, he is the Teveya, the Odin. So Mele Bezdin does not have to be taken Mizuyev on behalf of the Meitzi. The Odin wants to be a Meitzi. He wants to be Mishtabit in the Eved, who is a Musik Be'atzme. He wants to be Meitzi Miyad HaMusik. He wants to take away the Eved from his own Rishus. So this is what he said. Vina Meshanoch, Dui Magve Milei Dibal Mide, Elo Afkoye Momene, Vishemo Be'afkoye Smomene, Vui Metzrichino Lelikiyum Eshtohe, Elo Yimbo B'tayn Esbor. Then he says, Uman Dimofik, Now you'll see. Now he mentions another situation. I mentioned that because I wanted you to go over the whole Rashba. So I thought maybe you'll have some difficulties in understanding this. So I mentioned this case. If someone produces a shaver on the shtar of the Yisrael, let's say Shimon borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from Reuven. Shimon is the Leive, Reuven is the Malve. The Leive didn't die, the Malve died. So then, and the Malve, they found in the father's things, they found the Shtar void. that the father Reuven had against Shimon, the Levi, $1,000. So they come to Beis Din and they produce it. The Yoshim of the Malve produce a shtar alvoye against Shimon. The Yoshim of Reuven, the Malve, produce a shtar alvoye against Shimon. And the shtar alvoye is mikuye. Couldn't say mizuye about the shtar alvoye. But then Shimon produces, takes out from his pocket a sheva, a receipt. That's also a shtar. Now, who executes the sheva? The sheva is executed by the Malve. A shtar alvoye is executed by the Levi, and he gives it to the Malve. A sheva, a receipt, is executed by the Malve, and he gives it to the Levi. So the Yoshim of Reuven produced the shtar alvoye mikuyem against Shimon. And then Shimon produced in return a shever sheini mikuyim and the shtar alvoye. If the shever had been mikuyim, so that would be a raya that you don't owe anything. It was paid, but the shever is eini mikuyim. So the question is this. Now suppose Reuven had been alive and Reuven would produce the shtar alvoye mikuyim against Shimon, and then Shimon would produce in return a sheva sheini mikuyem against Reuven, and then Reuven would say, Mizuyev, the sheva was forged. I never executed that sheva. So then, if he's not going to be mikayem the sheva, so that sheva is a chasve baome. So then, Reuven would be able to collect from Shimon. But here, Reuven is not alive. And who produced the shtar alvoye that is mikuyem? The Yoshim of Reuven. Shimon produces a sheva sheini mikuyem. Now, so the Yoshim of Reuven, they don't know. They don't know whether it is forged or not forged. They don't know. So the question is, should Beis Din fulfill the role of an advocate for the Yoshim of the Malve, of the Tevim, of the Mitzim, or not? So that's the Shaila. Why does he, all of a sudden, from the blue sky, come up with such a case? Who is he? Who is concerned here with this case? He wants to discuss all the dinim of Tainel. The answer is because this is a Shaiches with the Inami. So he says, Umam di Mofik, Dafre, Tavre, Sheva, Ashtore di Asme, Avoga, the loy miskayim bechaysmov, the sheva is a sheva sheni mikuyem. So loy magvinom baby shtore, if we were to apply the aloche of tanin mizuyet in respect to the sheva, so then the sheva would be considered as no sheva, because the tiny, if the malve had been alive and he would say mizuyet, so then the sheva is no sheva if he's not mikayim the sheva. If he's not the kind of sheva, if it's not this guy. So in the middle of the sheva is no sheva, so the shtar is the good shtar, yes, so in the middle he would be able to collect. So he says, loy magvin amid the shtar. He is not able to collect. The Yoshi of Reuven are not able to collect. Why not? But let's apply the aloche of Tzach Bichol Ilem. So let's say that the sheva is a sheva mizuyev, so there is no sheva. What is there? Ishtar mikuyem. Ishtar mikuyem, that's the best raya. Shtor b'yodem my boy that he didn't pay. So he should be able to collect. Why does the Rashba say he cannot collect? So it's a raya brure that the Rashba shita is that we only apply the aloha of Sach Pichol Ilem vis-a-vis the defendant, the mitva. But we don't apply the aloha of Sach Pichol Ilem vis-a-vis the tevei. Alright. So he says, Umi u'mikarino l'shtore, adigado yasme, dilmo maise raya umar l'tavre. But the shtar, even though we don't, you're not telling Mizuyev, so Memele there could be Talgadaitoch, since we are not telling Mizuyev on the Sheiver, so Memele the Sheiver is a good Sheiver. If the Sheiver is a good Sheiver, so the Shtar is nothing. So let's tear out the Shtar. We don't tear out the Shtar, but there was a Talgadaitoch. I mean, that's based upon the Gemara in Bava Basra Davzayim. So in other words, there is a Talgadaitoch that according to Rashba's Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra, it appears that there is a Salgadaitoch that we should have to tear up the star also. Because Luitanin Mizuya from the Shaykh. Because Luitanin Mizuya on behalf of the Tevea. So Mimela since it's Luitanin Mizuya on behalf of the Tevea, so we could argue with good logic. Since Midrai say the maximum start cuts in the basin, so the Luitanin Mizuya. So Mimela it's a good chamber. If it's a good chamber, so the star is nothing. Let's take out the star. So he says no, because there is a possibility that they'll bring Rai. Umir Likarino Lishtori, Adigadla Yasin, Dilma Maiserai, and Adlois in the same Makan, Dilma Maiserai, and Maroli Tav. Oh, Uvahish Tore, the Yasne, the Nokikol Tavre, the Omar Abina Alo, the Mikri Korelo, the Arzuke Sade, the Shi. So in other words, why did the Rashi mention all of a sudden this case of Kehiva? Who is concerned now with Kehiva? The answer is, this is trying to prove what he said in Bina. So that's one shot in the Afkuri moment. And then there could be another shot, but one does not negate the other. The Rashi could have both in mind. As a matter of fact, we saw, in other words, we could say the Rashi, we saw that the Ram mentions in the name of Jesus that later we need to really the sheet of the Rim, that later we don't need to be here. Why? Because in Sarayah from our Mishneh, because Mizuyev is a tiny Loishrikhe. Mizuyev is a tiny Loishrikhe. Loishrikhe. When we pick off, so, because it's time to shrike. The implication being that if Mizuya became a time to shrike, there's no need to allow her to be matter innocent. Why? Because of that. So the question is, why doesn't, but even if it had been a time, if it hadn't been a time to shrike, so we couldn't say that's a time. Because as the Rambam says, she needs to include a moment, the power is not called the ball. So he said that this thesis that the Ram mentions holds, that's not the Ram Shifer, but this thesis holds that in view of the fact that the Baal is a Baldovo in regard to the Ksuve, so the Mele and the Ksuve is a marital incident, so the Mele should become, he has become the Baldovo in regard to the letter of Rositu, because it has certain monetary incident emanating from the marital relationship. So the Mele now, the Rashbo, you could say, that the Rashbo was not bothered by the Ksuve itself. Because as far as the Ksuve is concerned, so Rishayim mentioned that the Kriyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Heter Inosim. Because that was part and parcel of the Yisraelis of the Shimil HaKsuve. He writes in the Ksuve, Lichshet Inosim Racher, Tiflik Ksuvosim. In our text we don't have it. But that was contained in the text in Zman Chazal. So maybe it's considered as part and parcel of the Yisraelis of the Yisraelis of the Ksuve. So because of that, Rishayim say that the Kriyas HaKsuve does not have to be cited on its own merits, but on the merits of the Heter Inosim. So mainly the Rashbo is not bothered by the monetary interest in connection with Kriyas HaKsuve, because Kriyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Heter Inosim. So mainly, so it cannot be considered by itself. So if from the point of view of the Heter Inosim, the Baal is not the Baldovo, so it could not be considered the Baldovo from the point of view of Kriyas HaKsuve, because the Kriyas HaKsuve is based upon the Heter Inosim. But the Rashbo was bothered by something else, that the Baal should be considered the Baldovo because of the other monetary schusim that the Baal has in his wife, emanating from the marital relationship. For example, a Baal has a key in Paris in all the Nechosim of the Egypt. And this is not contingent upon the Heter Inosim. Only the Kriyas HaKsuve is contingent upon the Heter Inosim, because that was part and parcel of the Shikudim of the Ksivei. So that means that he was mischayev himself
that once the Isha is allowed to get married, she has a right to be the next of it. That's the reason as to why even Idecho testifies that Mes Bailo, so she is with Teres Boinose. Why? Because Mitechelo Shechmako the Seifo, Hekal to Mifoso. So that should apply only to the Hekal Inose, not to the Bia Saksuve. But the thing is that when Idecho testifies that the husband died, so then not only is she entitled to get married to somebody else, she can even collect the Ksuve from the Yoshi. But collecting the Ksuve from the Yoshi is an union of the Nemomenes, of Ishnai Medim Yochim Dobo, and Idechot cannot. Basically cannot be made Simone on the basis of Hagodes Idechot. So again we apply this halacha, because in the Shibudim of the Baal it is mentioned, L'chitinoti le'acher tiklik sebosich. So that means, since the Chachonim said that an Idechot is Nemon, to say Mezbairo, and she is allowed to be Benitzis le'acher, so the male she can collect this of it. So that's the reason as why the Rashba was not bothered by the Ksuv. He was only bothered by the other monetary incidents, like the Schus of Peres, that the Baal has a king and Peres in the Nechosim of his wife. So the Mele, the Rashbo is bothered. True. It's true that as far as the Etnim Girish is concerned, so the Baal is not the Baldomo. The Hetal Inose is not the Baldomo. He doesn't have any property. He doesn't have any kinyan of mamon in the Isha. He no isurin kedini mamonis. He no isha mamon isha bal. But there are certain monetary interests and schusim that the Baal has. And on account of the get, all these schusim will be taken away from him. He is certainly Baldovo. Vis-a-vis the monetary schusim, the Baal is an interested party in regard to this key and Paris that he's going to lose as a result of this get. So Mele, since he's the Baldovo in regard to the key and Paris that emanates from the Ishes, so Mele should be considered the Baldovo and be able to retain his Zuyet in regard to the heter of getting married. So he says, no, it's not an independent. If these monetary schusim had been independent schusim, not emanating from the marital relationship, then we could say that since he's about double in regard to these monetary interests, so he's about double in regard to nothing too. But he says, this is something that is memorial. As long as as the marital relationship continues, so the Baal has certain schusim. The moment the marital relationship terminates, so all the schusim cease. So it's not shayach to say psach picholilen, because this is something memeile. The get is not being given. The get is not executed for the purpose. The shtar is not being executed for the purpose of taking away the key and payers of the Baal. It's not being executed for the purpose of taking away the key and payers of the Baal. The get is being executed for the purpose of terminating the marital relationship. So then we may let all the monetary schusim see. But it's not done out there yet. The get essentially terminates the marital relationship. It puts an end to this king and ishes that the Baal had in his wife. Mimele, if there is an end to the king and ishes, so there are two strangers. So Mimele, does one man have a king and peres in the nechosim of every woman in the world? So here too, once the marital relationship terminates, so Mimele, he becomes divested of all this chosim. But the get is not executed to divest him of all this chosim. So Mimele, he cannot be considered as Baldovo in respect to the shtar. So this is also. So in other words, he means both. It could be. Vina the shine or to imagine the Baal meeting. So it means there is no, in other words, that we cannot apply the aloha psachti cholile by Baal, and we cannot apply the aloha psachti cholile by Gabiot. So Gabiot not, because psachti cholile we only apply Gabi with Abu Mose, not with Abu Meitzi. God is a Meitzi because the Eved is the Mose Be'atzmei. Is the Mose Be'atzmei. And then, but let us say, since the Baal, since the Baal is has certain monetary interests and payers and the Ksuvetura, I mean, let's say, even the Ksuvet. So he says, so Meile, let him be considered as a Baldovo, and let's apply the Aloha Psachicho Meile, because he's a Baldovo. So he says, he cannot be considered as a Baldovo, because the get is not executed to take away, or to be Mechayev the Baal in Suvet, to take away the Kinyan Peres, or to be Mechayev the Baal in Suvet. The get is executed to terminate the Kinyan issues. Meile, he becomes Mechuyev. As a matter of fact, the chiyuv of the ksuve does not take effect. The chiyuv of the ksuve is all the time. The moment he gets married to her, he becomes mechuyev to pay the ksuve. But it nigves only upon gerush or upon misas habar. But the chiyuv is there all the time. It's like the chiyuv of ksuve is like a chiyuv until this month away. Suppose someone borrows money for 10 years, so he's mechuyev. All the 10 years is mechuyev, is mishubet is balchei. But it's not collectible until the 10 years. So here, the ksuve is not collectible, except upon gerushin and upon the misas habar. But the shibut arises immediately upon marrying the woman. So memele, the get is certainly not executed to take away, to be mechayev being, to impose upon him the obligation of paying the ksuve. The get is not executed in order to take away the schusim of king and payers. The get is executed to terminate the marital relationship. The king is said, Mimele, there is after schusim. So it's not just to say, this is something that is Mimele. All right, we'll begin.
We went over the ship of Raiko, and then we saw that the Raiko mentioned that in case in case Ruben was Malveh to Shimon money, and then Ruben is a Malveh and Shimon is a Levite, and then Ruben died, the Malveh died, and they left children, and then the children of the Malveh. So they produced Ishtar Mikuyim, against Shimon, the lady. Then Shimon, the lady, produced the Shemiga. Allegedly, that was executed by the Moses. But the Shemiga and the Shemiga Shemiga Mikuyim. So the Rashba says that we do not say the Yatim Zuyet on behalf of the children of the Malveh, that the Sheva, that the Levi produced. So even if we have some later, there is no Sheva. And since there is no Sheva existed, so the Shtar, that the children of the Malveh produces the Shtar Mikuyim, they'll be able to collect. And Shimon is not them of the Kippur Ruah, because they're all the other my boys. But if there is a Sheva, so that's the Raya that it was paid. But if we are going to be paying Mizuyeh, so that means there is no Sheva. So there is just Ishtar Avoyeh Mikuyeh. So we should be able to be given. So the Rashba says, it cannot be given. Umandi Mofik Tavra, Shor of Yatmi, Avogad is kind of Christmas, will not mean this God. Now why don't we say that it means we have some male, there is no shame there. If there is no shame there, there is this Tachay produced by the children of the Malveh. So we should be able to collect from Shimon. The answer is we do not say, this is what Rashi says, we do not say Taninim in order to help the Meitzi to be collect money. We only take Taninen to help the Mulzeh, that the Meitzi should not be able to collect from him.
not, but we do not say Taninen in order to enable the Meitri, to enable the Zemeya to be made. We only say Taninen to enable the Mitzvah so that the Zemeya shouldn't be able to begin. This is what the Rav says. And that's a raya that he says, Shaykhet, with what he said before, otherwise, why mention this Awach? Now, but this does not seem to be so possible. There is more evil faster. I mean, of course, the Rajbo has reference to the more evil faster. The more evil faster of Zion. How is Torah Zion on day? How is Torah the Yasmin? The Nofika Leitava. There was a star, the Yisraelim, the children, the Yisraelim, there was the same time. So the Yisraelim Tanim of Reuven, the Yisraelim Tanim of Reuven produced the star against Shimon. But then Shimon produced the Shaver, Amit, Omer, and the Shaver, Oz. So the Gemara doesn't say whether it was Mikuyen, not Mikuyen. The Gemara doesn't say anything. Omer Afchomet, so Afchomet says, Agvuy Eloi Magdunot, Umitcha Eloi Tarinot. So there we cannot be gay. We cannot be gay. And in Mikra, Loitarim. So in other words, so the children, the Yisraelim, the Maor, they cannot be gay with the Chay. From the Rain. Even though the Shtachay, the Yisraelim produced, is a Shtami Kuyen. Why? Because there is a Shaver against it. So then you say, since there is a Shaver against it, so the melee, the star is worthless. So let's say on the star. So Mikhailo, we cannot tear it out the star. Agvuyaloi Makhinele, because of the Tavral, because there is a shader again. So if the shader negates the effect of the star, so the melee, let's tear out the star. Why should we let the children of the Malve keep the star at all the Yeshiva of the negates? So we don't tear out the star. Mitra loitari. Why? The Chizavra Yasme. Because now the Yeshiva is done. So maybe when the Yeshiva will become daily, Yilme Maiserayu Malve, maybe they'll bring evidence that the Yeshiva is no good. The Shiva is easy. So this is what I've come to. We cannot, the Yisraelim of the Maulvah cannot collect from the Leiveh because there is a Shiva that undermines the Shtar. But at the same time, we cannot say that since there is a Shiva that undermines the Shtar, so let's clear out the Shtar. That we cannot say. Because there is a possibility when the Yisraelim will grow up, they will introduce proof that will show that the Sheva is no good. Omale Rabacha praise the Hotel Rabina. This is what I promise. So Rabacha asked Rabina, what do you say? Omale Bechule Hilchete, because Rabchome mentioned other halachot also before. Bechule Hilchete Kerachom. But in this view, Rabina says that the halacha is not like that. We bar mitavre. The Sabbath is Shikra is Loi Malditim. So, in other words, so Rabbina says that we can clear up the Shtatu because after all, we have a Sheva. So the Sheva is good evidence that it was made already. So maybe we can clear up the Shtatu. This is what Rabbina says. Mal Shikra. Reid Rav Mori Omar, the whole name will have to be done. The Dalok is not like Rav Mori, we cannot tear up the Shtar. Why? The Yisra. The Tavre Ma'aliyo, I boi ali la'afuki v'chai ha'avue. Umidoi avke, shma mino de ziyu fezai. Ziyu fezai. In other words, that we cannot, the Dalok is like a promise. That we cannot, why we cannot be gay to the Shtar, because there is a Shaitan. That says that it pays So we can't hear Abdishtarim. In other words, there is a language of war, that there is something wrong with the case. Because if nothing has been wrong with the case there, how come that the delay there waited until the Malbe died, then it could be the case? After all, the case matured in the lifetime of the Malbe. So how is it that the Malbe did not produce the shaver while the father was alive? So that tends to indicate that there is something wrong with that case. If there is something wrong with the shaver, from the mail, that explains as to why the laser did not produce the shaver in the lifetime of the mouth. Alright, so in other words, the aloha is like a promise, that if there is a shaver, and then there is a shaver, so then we cannot collect, but at the same time, we cannot clear up the study. Now, so the Rashi says, the Rashi is referring to this Gemara. Uman de mofik tabra astor li yasle, avo gav meskain chesmos, lai magir li bistor, umiyu, וקרין לו לשתור, אז יגדו יעצמו, גיל במאי תראיה, ומר לו לתאו, maybe when they become daily, they say me, so they introduce proof that the shaver is a mizir. So the melee we cannot clear up the stuff. Vai hai shtor li yasme, di nofiko le tabre, vi oma rabina alo, di mitre kore, we don't talk like rabina. But rabina says that it's hidden, mitre kare, lo de arzuke, Sade bishakel in the kinon, mayra bin kuyen. So, that gemore, he says, that gemore in Robastre has reference to a sheva bin kuyen. Because if it had been a sheva sheva bin kuyen, so then Rabbi would be saying that we tear up the staff. It's the same than the Shiva Shemit. But anyway, when the Rashba says, so the Rashba says that the Gemara in Robastre has reference to Shiva Mikuya. So he says, Roma Rabina was the Mikre Karo, the Arsuke Sade Bishakre, Roim Arsukuna. So it might have been Kuya. But he mentioned in the case, so the Gemara in Bulbastre has reference to a Sheva Mikuya. But suppose the Sheva is a Mikuya, so he says, then we certainly cannot collect from, we cannot collect with the Shtam. Now, this is what the Rashi. Now let's see what the Rishon Ramban said in Bulbastre, and that's all. מזרעתי בחי אהבוי הנשמע מנו זיוף את היו. קשר. What is the deal with? אם מקויין, אם זה שבע. אם זה שבע מקויין, היכה חיישינו. היכה חיישינו. So, he said, so why should we be חיישינו? So the melee, we should tell out the staff. Is the Sheva and Sheva Mikuyen. So here the Raya Brume, that the debt was paid. Vib Sheva Mikuyen. So, and he, the Sheva, is not Mikuyen. After the Sheva, Kelo Mikuyen left Brume. So it's not worth anything. Kibi Yisrael says, Shai Mordi. The Heicha Amrinon, Arzuke Tadda. What does the Gemara say? Arzuke. The Gemara says, Rabbi says, "Pichul yochad kafomer libar mitavre, disade bishikra loy malvikin." So we cannot assume that the idea are shakon, in other words. We cannot say that it's Mizuye. We cannot say it's Mizuye. But if it's Eli Kuyen, why shouldn't we say it's Mizuye? The Hamrima Arzuke Sadi Bishakalim Azikinon. Hobi Dibei Haishin. In other words, if the father had been alive, so then, we would say that it is Mizuye. In other words, if the father would be there. So Dibei Haishinon. So Mimele, by the children, so it's also we have to say that Hashino. So that works why? Because of the Allah of Tanina. So that works, so we see. So then he says the Rabban, that this Gemara deals with Ishtar Mikuyen. The Rabbin is so bad, the Mikayim is Ashtar Shaloi Bifne Baldin. Mikayim is Ashtar Shaloi Bifne Baldin. So Rabbin held that Mikayim is Ashtar, they were, he said, Mitan. So Memele, so when he says, Umistabre Mikuyen, so it doesn't mean Mikuyen that it was already Mikuyen. When the Levites produced the Shemver, so it was already Mikuyen. But they are ready kill, who are ready to be Mikai. So it's Rabbin Esova, the Mikai is Ashtar, Shalom Bifni Baldin. So Memele, as Memele Rabbin said, so Mele Rabbin said that even though Ktan are considered Shaloi Bifneyem, they say Mordan, but we can be Mikabu Dei Bikiyum even though we Shaloi Bifneyem. So Mele, the Sheva becomes the Nikuyem. And if the Sheva becomes the Nikuyem, so that negates completely the Shtachim that is produced by the children of the Maude. So Mele, we can tear up the shtar because it's completely negated, the shtachim. This is Rabbin said. So Rabbin said, "When comes the shtar shloim falim, who goes a hochel like a meichash, who has a kinnon sadu bishak, who must come a kim do yav kei chashinon, vilo mizakin lo likiyume, adi gadu, the chistor reyu lidon, vilo itachinon bi likiyume." So he says, and the maskonon gemara like Rav Chome that shaloi bifni baldin. So we cannot be mikabel dei likiyum. So mele, so the sheva does not become a sheva mikuyem, and in view of the fact that they are likiyum, but it cannot be realized. The kabbalah says this cannot be realized because the yisaimim are ktanim. So it's shalei bifne baldin, but they are likiyum who are ready to testify, to authenticate, and to verify this sheva. So mimele, we cannot collect with the shtachim on account of the fact that they are eidim who are ready to testify. But if the sheva would be any mikuyem and there won't be an eidim who are ready to testify, so then it's mashma from the Ramban Shite that then they would be able, the children of the Maove would be able even to collect. But why? Because Tanine. So he says, Hobidei Hashinon, Bididulo Hashine. So we see that the Ramban Shite, that there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. It's a very basic machlekes. In other words, whether we apply the aloche of Tanine Ligabi Teveya to enable the Teveya, that he should be able to be meitzi from the Moses. So according to the Rashbo, we do not say Taninen to enable the Teveya to be meitzi from the Mitzvah. We only apply the Aloche of Taninen, of Psach Pichol Ilem, to enable, to prevent the Teveya from collecting from the Mitzvah, but not that we should say Taninen to enable the Teveya to collect from the Mitzvah. That not. So that is the Rashbo Shite, and the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara in Sures because it's a complicated Gemara, but I would suggest that you should go over it yourself. The Gemara in Sures, Daflamedvo,
Omedale, Vavivov Omedale, so you'll see at the bottom. So you'll see, I mean, if you go over all the Rishonim, Shnuka Betzes, not just Rashi and Tesis, if you go over just Rashi, so you'll think, I mean, that everybody's shitty is that we apply the Halacha of Taninet, Ligabit Teveya. But if you go over all the Rishonim, Shnuka Betzes, I don't want to spend so much time on it. So you'll see that there is a Machlekes Rishonim, and that means, and this machlekes is also the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. Whether we say Taninen to enable the Teveya to be made see from the music. Alright. Now. So we saw that the Shita of the Ri is, that in Kol HaShtores, so we are not in Bizuyim. On behalf of the Nitzvah Shalom Yifonov, on behalf of the Yoshim, on behalf of the Likuris. And one of the rayas of the Ri is our mission. Because our mission says, I may be get the Eretz Yisrael, and it's all Sheyimah b'fonei nechtam, u b'fonei nechtam, and you shall finish kaim b'chayismon. Or I it's all, the special takone of b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam doesn't apply. But, because of kiyu, of a general din, so the Ri is, there is no general din. And the other Rishonim Achelik, so they say, so Tesis says, Mishum Ikune Akol Rabonot. The Rashbo and the Ran, they mention both, Mishum Ikune Akol Rabonot, and also because Einu Yisurim Kedin Momenis. So we explain the Ran and the Rashbo that according to the Ran and the Rashbo, there are two halachas. First of all, there are two questions. One question is, let us be chesed to me that it's Mishum to get. Let's say, even when the Shliach from Eretz Yisrael delivers it. Yet. So the special takonim from Nechtam doesn't apply. But let us be Cheshish from Mizuyev, just as we are Cheshish from Mizuyev in all other Shtores. So by all other Shtores, we are Cheshish Mizuyev on the basis of Psach Picholilem, and they don't hold that Psach Picholilem applies only to a tiny the Shriche, but not a tiny Shriche. So here too, on the base of Psach Picholilem. So as far as this time is concerned, of Psach Picholilem, so they say, Einu Yisirin Kedin Momenes, or as the Ram says, She'einu Yishol Momeni Shalbal, Einu Yishol Bal. But then there's another question. But Mid Rabbonon, true Mid Raise, it's Einu Machzum Ashtan Ashkenach Tzim Bezni. But in the Rabbonon, the Nechke Odusam Bezni is lacking. If the Nechke Odusam Bezni is lacking, so we have to be Cheshish for every contingency. Shriach or Loi Shriach. If we have the Raya of Shtores of Eves, we don't have to be Cheshish. Otherwise, Shtar will be effective. But with Rabbonon, without Kiyum, so the Raya of Shtores is not complete. So Memele is lacking. The Nechke Odusam Bezni is lacking. So maybe we should be Cheshish, maybe it was Mizayeh. So in order to dispose of that argument, so Teisves and Rajbo and Ram say, Mishum Idune HaKul B'Rabonon, so that words, here the Chachomim are making Adraise. Since Midraise, there is no diminution in the Nechke Odusam, so even with Rabonon by get, there is no diminution in the Nechke Odusam, even though the get was not this guy. Right. But this is not the shita of all the Rishonim. The Rambam agrees with Tesis that we are not, that if an Isha produces a get, if it's not brought out the Shriach, but if an Isha produces a get, so then she doesn't have to be Mikhail. And Bezdin will give her a heter, a psak, that she's allowed to get married without being Mikayim the gate. Without being Mikayim the gate. Alright. Now the Rambam says, Sheinu Yisun Kedin Momenes. And the Rambam doesn't say, Mishum Yidin Akul Rabbanon. Apparently the Rambam Shite is that the Chachonim were not Misake, that mid Rabbanon, the Shtar is not authenticated, Miskayim, so the Nechel Yidusam Bezdin is like, no, the Chachonim didn't say that. So even with Rabbanon, it's considered Nechke Odusam Bezdin, as long as there is no Yom. So even with Rabbanon, it's considered Nechke Odusam Bezdin. Nechke Odusam Bezdin. But by the Momenes, by other stories, because of Taninen,
So, but again, is this ruling? So there is no halacha of psach, there is no baldovo, there is no halacha of psach picho, psach picho. But anyway, the Rambam shite is like this, in regard to the proposition that when Nisha herself produces a get, we do not, she can get married without being behind the get. This is the Rambam shite. The Raivet is chaylet. The Raivet is chaylet in two places. The Raivet is chaylet in Hilchas Gerushin, in Perek Beis, and in Chelek in Hilchas Avodah, Ligabi Shtar Shichur, because Ketishon and Shichur Avodah is the same. Gabi Ketishon, there is a Takonon for Nechtot for Nechtam, for any Shliach, who delivers from Florence, and by Shichur Avodah, there is Shtar Shichur, there is Takonon for Nechtot for Nechtam. But, so the Rambam says, if an Isha produces a get, he doesn't have to make aime. If an Eretz Nine he produces Shtar Shichur, whether not soil or chutz l'aretz, he doesn't have to make aime. And the Raivet is chelek on both of them. The Gabi get is chelek and the Gabi Shtar Shichur is chelek. Gabi get, the Rambam says, in the Zivet Mechadir Shal Chabeis, hoi lo shnei edim shi yifrusho, av al pishem shom get, harei zet inos lechat chelek. Hoi tziyo get mitachat yodo, ויאמרו גרשנו ביום בזה, הרי זו נמנת ותינוסת. אף על פי שאין מיקויים, כמו שבאר. Because the Rambam is reiterating that הלוכה. Because he already mentioned it in פרק זי. כל דבר היי ואיזה אמר אני שיזכה עם לכם שמאל. אף על פי שלא יוצא לו גיר. That's what I'm getting. In Hilchas Avodim, the Raivet Tassog is a little longer. So the Rambam says, in Perek Vov, Hilchas Avodim, Halacha Zayin, V'chei Tzad Shovim, V'melech Umeivin, Sh'ameivin get Shichu Be'arz Yisroel, Ein Tzorech Leima, B'fon Nechta U'fon Nechta. U'fchut Floret, V'men Eivin Tzim Mikayme, V'yom HaRashliach, B'fon Nechta, U'fon Nechta, Zehu Kiyume. V'im Bo Odei, V'yirei Rachakeinu Mashkichim Be'i, כמו שבארנו בקדנושת. כשם שאיש עצמו ויגיתו ויצריכו לקיימי, הוי והגט יצם תחת יודו, כך אוהבת שתשיכו יצם תחת יודי, אין צורך לקיימי. אורי. אומר אברון, זה הדרך הילך על דרך לא יתאים, בפידתנו. כי הוא מפורש מה שאין בגמורת. What the mocker of the Rambam? That when the Isha produces the get, she doesn't have to lekiimit. It's interesting, we need to give her a sack, heter, will not say, without kiyum, without kiyum. The mocker of the Rambam is the Gemore, that's called Dalit. That's called Dalit in Gittin. Because the Mishnah says that for Gimel and Zayt in Gittin, for Yishya Atzma men Ziyah Shvito, of Yuvati Yitzrich Olimel for Nenechta and for Nenechta. The Gemore has the Kasher, Yishya Mechimote Yodel, Yishya Yodel Kasher. So in other words, so the Rambam explained it. So there is no new requirement for the Bifon Nechtu Bifon Nechtam. That means there is no need for Kiyum. If we were going to assume that there has to be Likayim, so why does the Gemara say Yishe Bechimot and Yishe Bechimot and Yishe and there is no need for Bifon Nechtu Bifon Nechtam? There is a need for Kiyum. So that's the Rambam, that's the Rambam's mom. So that's what he mentioned. כי הוא מפורש מה שאימא בגמור איש שמחימות ומתקות גיטל לא בעיקר שמו שנצריך לו קיימו ואיזה הדרך לא חם חיימו יחאי חום מוצינו שטר שקור לו וירי שאיזה בגלו יקיו ואם יהיה מה שמצור לחתי מה שיערו לו מנולי זה מסיס לו עבור מקומה כאילו נוחמה מקומה צריך לו שתאים על פניח תלו פניח תם שלא יתאום לדיר ולא יצריך לו קיימו והמייק שלו עם חמירות סיפריות בעיקר שמו beim Tag im Adek mit Kein, ich das am Dwar, wo man sich nicht regieren, wie war da in Jahre und Bau, wie auch nicht regieren. Was ich und Ehre, ich hab Leute, so of course, der Rambam und die Mede, dass die Bau und die Orden und die Mare, ja, so sehen, so regieren. Und der Rambam says in so many words, if he's not be the Kein, in the Bau und die Orden und die Mare, so they get all the post, what was on the Reis, der Rambam ist in die. And of course, that's here on the post on the Reis. But, as long as no one contests it, and the Bau is not Mare, the Orden is not Mare, the Rambam says, that the Yishe or the Ewe is connected to the Geth or the Shtar Shichur without having to be Mekayim. So Batsicho Meiret, Afi Loyare, Eile Hatere Shishish, Yisarevet Veloi Imaget. El Vavre Aitzorik Lepovish Beiderach Acher. So but why does the Gemara say, Isha Mechimoto Yisita Leyode Yigasho? But, if Kiyum is required, so the Raive, before she say, the Raive explains the Gemara not like the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Gemara, Isha Mechimoto Yisita Leyode, so he doesn't see the Nitzilum. So the Rambam explains the Raive, so the Gemara differently. But when a Shliach delivers again from Chutzlaret, or when a Shliach, even when he delivers from Eretz Yisrael, so he's not required to say it, but if he says it, it's effective. So when a Shliach delivers again, so then we have this special kulet. The kid knows the Shliach is in Bechot, so the Rabbonon will misakein that the Shliach has pneumonic. And the kid can be misakein on the basis of the testimony of an Ibech. Because Midan dies, we call him Midan dies, whatever the reason. Mashaim can be Isha herself produces again. Or produces again. So then he will not give her a saketa to get married unless he produces two witnesses who will authenticate again. Not, in other words, so when Isha produces herself again, then it's more humble than when Ishmael delivers. When Ishmael delivers, so it can be miscarrying by the Zechor, by the Shliach. But Masha'im came, when the Isha produces it yet, so even if she'll produce one witness who testifies that he recognizes him again, she'll still not be able to get married, but she'll have to produce two witnesses, like Shim Shore Zalman. So then the Gemara Kashi, here the Mishnah says, oh, Isha is Atma Riyah Gito. They will watch it for next time, and if she said it for next time, then there's no give her a black letter to get married. Why? Yishim Lechimot Yikito Yodhi Yigalasho. And the special takonel of Benachtam is effective. Doesn't apply to a case where the Yishim will get. It only applies to a case where the Shriach hands over the Ketamim. This is how the Raive explains it. Alright. Now, so we have the Shita Raive. Then we have the Shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Rashbo is not so explicit. But the report says it, and it can be indicted from various Rajboshis, the depth of Rajboshis. Now the Rajbo is also held from the Rambam. Because on this Gemara, the Mokir of the Rambam is Isha Mechimotet Kitel Yodhi Igar. Isha Mechimotet Kitel Yodhi Igar. So that's it. So how does the Rambam explain it? So there is no need for Kiyom. How does the Raive explain it? The Raive doesn't say it himself, but the Mefarshim says. How does the Raive explain it? Yishem Mechimot Yitzel Yodhi Yigal Shalom. So the declaration of Rishon Enechta by the Yishem will not be sufficient. Declaration by the Shriach is sufficient. But by the Yishem, it requires real kiyum. The general din of kiyum. In other words, by Tuehi, not by an Idah. This is how the Rashbo is marked on the Rambam. The Yishem Rashbo. Isha Mechimotet Kitel Yodhi Yigalsho. Kotel Rambam Tzav, Sho Isha Shaget Yishim Tachat Yodho Kenechil Shishi, Umarkitin Isha Bimiretet, Ve'af Alpim, She'ein Aget Mikudet. Bimiret Yishim Tzav Mikam, She'omru, Mechimotet Kitel Yodhi Yigalsho, Ve'yitri Cholenim Alifon Nechtam Fon Nechtam, She'pitnu Bo Bikino. Vize Teine, Sha'arishonim Bikino, Ze Isha Shomru En Shishi Sho Yishi, Ukhu Sha'ani Nemenet, Vizye Teim Sho Yishi Shishi, Yishi Nemenet. So he's marking on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the Benisha produces a get? So without a steal, Benson will let her get married. In other words, Benisha is a menace. But the more you see it says, that the Benisha is only a menace, is it a case of a peace? In other words, if we don't know that he was married, and then she comes and says, I was married, but I was divorced, so then he's never in a menace. But if we know, if he's good because of the Shishi, and then the Isha says, I got the board, so without saving, she's not the menace. So here too, without the healing, why should she be the menace? But that's no cut against the Rambam. Of course, I mean, the Rambam agrees that if he's good because of the Shishi, so maybe the Isha is not the menace. But here, it's not on the basis of the monarch of the Isha, but it's on the basis of the Raya of Shoret. Because if the Isha produces the gift,
And what does the get say? That her husband divorced her. So Mela gets like, I'm going to say this, they will kill her, I can kill her, they will kill her. I'm the Gerish. I'm the Gerish. So it's no cash to get her. Anyway, he's Chalif and Rambam. So the Mela, we cannot explain the Gemara the way the Rambam explains. He said, he wanted to be the Yomi Zarshalo. So there is no need for you. Elo, what is happening to Lord? Elo, if he should turn you, for he should ask me to be your teacher. They know me directly. I should tell me teacher. He came up with my nechta, with my nechta. And he said, he said, he said, he said, he said, Elo, if he did so, he said, 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 so he says, Tasha of Gemara is, because he, the Yidah Mishnah says, who is Shafim and Yidah Gito, will bat, Shekinah, before he left his one nechta. So we can bat.